Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. YouTube announced pricing for its new Sunday ticket packages. Until June 6th, subscribers have a pre-sale $249 price option for the basic season-long package of out-of-market games. That price goes up to $349 after June 6th. The pre-sale also offers a $289 option to include the Red Zone channel that will go up to $389 afterwards. You can also get just Red Zone through YouTube TV with the Sports Plus add-on for $10.99 per month. If you subscribe through YouTube's Primetime Channels feature, you'll pay $349 for the pre-sale base package, $449 afterwards, $389 for the Red Zone package, $489 after June 6th. Starting this summer, existing Fitbit users can choose to log in using a Google account, and new Fitbit users are required to use a Google account when setting up any new devices. Google says all users will need to use Google accounts by 2025, with all existing wellness and health data migrating over. Voice assistants are popular, but both Amazon and Google have reportedly cut back on the resources they're devoting to those departments. 9 to 5 Google notes that Google Duo support page says that Google no longer provides software updates for third-party smart displays from Lenovo, JBL, and LG. Ars Technica points out this leaves Google's Nest Hub and Nest Hub Max as the only Google Assistant smart displays on the market, also noting that all Lenovo smart displays are listed as out of stock. Google Music began rolling out real-time lyrics on iOS and Android, increasing text size and highlighting the current lyrics while actively scrolling as you listen. It's not clear if the feature will come to the Nest Hub, though. YouTube Premium subscribers are also getting some new features, including enhanced bitrate 1080p video on the web and iOS. YouTube will also roll out support for watching with SharePlay to subscribers in the coming months, and subscribers will also get the ability to add videos to their queue while watching on mobile. Substack's new feature called Notes rolled out to all users Tuesday after a beta test period over the last few weeks. Notes allows Substack account holders to post short status updates along with photos and GIFs and links, and is often compared to what Twitter already offers. Rest of World reports that India is successfully getting countries to adopt its Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, which was introduced in India back in 2016, and has passed credit and debit card usage there. Transactions use mobile phone numbers or QR codes, but unlike the international payment transfer system called SWIFT, UPI can be run entirely on a country's own stack. That keeps it from being blocked worldwide, as has happened to Russia with SWIFT. Singapore has started cross-border payments between its PayNow system and UPI. Bhutan and Nepal have also launched UPI. And companies like Google and Walmart developed payment apps that also use UPI. India has also partnered with banks and payment companies in the US, the UK, Saudi Arabia, Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Singapore to support UPI for remittances and tourist spending. And the Philippines and Morocco are developing digital national ID systems based on open source code underlying UPI. Apple has an official opening date for its very first Apple retail store called Apple BKC in Mumbai, India. That is April 18th. The company also announced its second retail location, called Apple Sackett in Delhi, will open just 2 days later, on April 20th. A new Pew Research Center study conducted March 13th through 19th shows that 88% of Americans say they've heard of at least a little bit about cryptocurrency, with three quarters of those people saying they aren't confident that investing and trading with crypto is reliable or safe. Digging into those confidence numbers a little bit more, around 4 in 10 adults who have heard about cryptocurrency say they're not at all confident. 36% are not very confident. Only 2% are extremely confident. 18% they're somewhat confident. Adults 50 and older are more likely to not be confident in crypto, 85% versus younger adults. 80% of women say they're not confident in crypto, compared with 71% of men. On Tuesday, the Cyberspace Administration of China proposed new checks on artificial intelligence chatbots, like those made by Alibaba, SenseTime, and Baidu. Their proposals would require providers to submit products for security reviews before public release, set up a database to register them, and verify users' identities so usage can be tracked. When it comes to smartwatch ecosystems, there are really only two players in the game. According to Counterpoint Research, in 2022, Apple's Watch OS had just less than 50% market share, followed by Wear OS with around 18%, so three-quarters of the overall market between the two. The rest are made up of watches largely running proprietary real-time operating systems, or RTOSs. And finally, high up on our DTNS subreddit today, Great CMAC shared that Microsoft Teams now supports Snapchat lenses in virtual meetings. Teams users will have access to a collection of 26 popular lenses during meetings, such as cartoon characters or funny backgrounds, by clicking on video effects and then selecting the Snapchat tab. The integration uses CameraKit, that's Snap's SDK that lets its partners use Snap AR features in their own apps and websites. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy headlines, remember to tell a friend to check us out. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.